Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rick Aguilera. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting second. The second baseman, Arquimedes Pozo. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting fifth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Rodriguez. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Gordon. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Stanley and he is safe. Becker steals second. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pozo hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nehring scores. Jefferson moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lawton fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lawton. Jefferson scores. Stanley goes all the way around to score. Greenwell moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhowiak hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hollins bunts towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hollins moves to third. Matt Walbeck batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pozzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Arquimedes Pozzo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Pozzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pozzo hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rodriguez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Becker hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. Molitor moves to second. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Starhowiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhowiak takes first base on ball four. Cordova moves to second. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a line drive towards third. Hollins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Greenwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jefferson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pozo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Walbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Walbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bragg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bragg hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Pozo is 0-for-2 in the game. Pozo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Knoblauch is 0-for-2 in the game. Knoblauch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knoblauch moves to second. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Knoblauch scores. Becker moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cordova strikes out. One out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Becker tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nehring is 0-2 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguilera fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jefferson is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Lawton is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Walbeck is 0-2 in the game. Walbeck strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mears is 0-2 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Knobloch is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch takes first base on 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Becker is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Stanley is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Greenwell is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary is 0-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greenwell moves to third. Mike Trombley now pitching. Tony Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rodriguez is 0-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg strikes out. Two outs. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Pozo is 0-3 in the game. Pozo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cordova is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Starhoviak is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pozo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nehring, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 3 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nehring moves to third. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Nehring scores. Jefferson moves to second. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenwell hits a line drive towards first. Starhoviak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Hatberg now catching. Lee Tinsley now playing center field. Troy O'Leary now playing left field. Darren Bragg now playing right field. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hollins hits a fly ball towards right. Bragg settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bragg. Hollins moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton strikes out. 1 out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Matt Walbeck. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollins scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Jeff Rabule pinch runs for Chip Hale. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Greg Myers pinch hits for Pat Mears. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Myers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabule moves to second. Chuck Knobloch, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Knobloch hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabule moves to third. Myers moves to second. Rich Becker, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Becker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabule scores. Myers scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 8-7, Twins. Paul Molitor, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Hatberg and he is safe. Becker steals second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to third. It's 9-7, Twins. Mark Brandenburg now pitching. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-7, Twins. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Starhowiak is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pozo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dan Nolte now pitching. Greg Myers now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2-2. O'Leary is 1-3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. One out. Jeff Fry pinch hits for Tony Rodriguez. Jeff Fry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fry takes first base on ball 4. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rabule fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jeff Fry now playing shortstop. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hollins is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Hollins is hit by the pitch. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Lawton is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lawton strikes out. One out. Jeff Rabule batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Rabule hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Myers is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon Burke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arquimedes Pozo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pozo is 0-4 in the game. Pozo strikes out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhowiak scoops it up and throws to first, with Nolte covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Nehring is 0-3 in the game. With a walk. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jefferson is 3-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jefferson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Twins. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nolte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin pinch runs for Scott Hatberg. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. Valentin moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Leary is 1-4 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker who is chasing the ball. O'Leary reaches third base with a triple. Valentin scores. Tinsley goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Minnesota Twins, 10. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.